Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Hey, here's a side note about splitting the party, a specific instance of splitting a party.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We'll talk about that after this. All right. This one just came off the top of my head because I may have seen a YouTube video on this or so. I don't know. But I wanted to talk about splitting the party in a way that is kind of hard. It's kind of a pain for the GM and how you can turn it around. So there's always going to, it seems there in groups, not every group, but, you know, out there, there's always seemed to be one player who, when the group is going to A, he wants to go to B, and nobody else does. And sometimes they go, all right, I'll go with you guys. But sometimes, no, I want to check this out. Okay, so what do you do there? You don't really want to split the party, do you? I mean, you can. I mean, there are ways to do it. It's just that I'm not very good at it. But but I have thought of a way to deal with this. Because basically, these kind of players are looking for attention. More attention. They want more. It seems like they want more spotlight than everybody else gets. And, you know, if they, their justification, well, that's what my character will do. I said, okay, fine, that's what your character will do. Doesn't mean we have to follow your character, okay? But if it came down to that, that's like a last resort thing, okay? As Justin Alexander said in the book, you want to be a game master? Always default to yes. And it's not all, it's, you know, you say yes, but it's not always, without risk. Even if there isn't a role involved in something, it's not without risk because there are yes buts. You know, that's kind of winning at a cost where something minor would happen, but you did it. But anyway, I'm getting off my subject here. So you have these players who, I had a guy, when we played, first time I played Marvel Super Heroes, Face Rip, and we were playing, this is way a long time ago when the basic box came out, and we were playing the module that came with it, the Day of the Octopus or something. It was basically Doc Ock and a bunch of other villains. And they gave you stats for what I think ragtag group of Marvel heroes. I think they had Spider-Man, of course. Captain Marvel, the one with it all in all white, she was popular by then, I think. And Ben Grimm, the Thing, and there was another character. There may have been Cap, I'm not sure. But the scenario itself was kind of like, it played heavy on Deus Ex Machina to move the story together, which is a whole other thing I can talk about, but I'm not going to talk about it here. But the guy who played Spider-Man, he said, they had the first initial encounter with the bad guys. And he says, I'm going to throw a Spidey tracer on Doc Ock or whoever the villain was. And I'm going to follow him. Oh, really? okay, because everybody else is going over to like Avengers Mansion or something like that to regroup and figure this out. Where will they strike next? How can we stop them? And no, he wants to be proactive. All right, fine. Yeah, that's something Spidey would do. I would buy that. I'm not going to, if he said that's what my character would do, I'd like, okay. But it is within character. And so I had to basically narrate him and then narrate the rest of them in sort of like that. And it didn't really turn out that well because I didn't have anything for him to follow up on. I was going right. I mean, I was a younger GM at the time, and I was just like, okay, now I know I need to figure this out. And somehow it happened and, you know, the adventure went on. But the point is, you're always going to get like some lone wolf guy who wants to do this over here. We're going to go down in the dungeon. Well, I'm going to sit in here and drink. Okay, fine. You drink. But here's where I want to kind of make it a win-win, I hope. The guy who wants to split off from the party, first of all, you got to, I will state in session zero that majority rules in this game as far as the party goes. That does not mean you guys don't have action. You can take your own actions, basically. You have agency. But as far as the story goes, as far as the adventure goes, I'm going to follow the path of least resistance, which is majority rules. If most of the people want to go over here and one character or two characters want to do that, fine, go. But I am not obligated to narrate what you're doing. So here's, I want to make that clear. And I'm also going to say, but if you want to do that, you go ahead and do that. And I will basically give you some time. I'll give you no more than, it's kind of like when they talk about doing cutscenes in role-playing games, which I really haven't mastered yet, but it's almost a cutscene. But I will give you like 5 minutes at the most to do whatever it is you do. Then we're cutting back to the party for the majority. And it may be, and I may say, okay, you only get so many of those per session. Say you're running a four-hour session. Say you'll get one of those every hour of the session or whatever. And, you know, that's 5 minutes out of the hour. So that's about 20 minutes of the whole game, which I don't think is all that much. All that, you know, I can deal with that. But the point is, I'm going to say, okay, you follow your lead, and I will follow it. I will let you do that. It's not going to happen right away because we're going to follow the party first. But once I get on you, you have up to 5 minutes to do whatever it is you want to do. And it's going to be 5 minutes or when you make your first roll for anything, for climbing a wall or breaking into a place or whatever. I will give you 5 minutes of my time. And I am going to, let this, you know, I'll let this stand for anybody in the party. I just want to put that out there. Anybody wants to do this, you do that. I mean, then you, and I've seen the problem where everybody goes off in their own direction. Wait a minute, guys. Come on. Usually, if they're going to do that, they usually break off in twos, which makes it easier to deal with. Gangbusters gave me a lot of experience with that because gangbusters don't really follow the team aesthetic because you got different characters and different professions pursuing different leads at different times in different places. They may never meet up. I when I run gangbusters, I do run only law enforcement, or if I ever do this, only criminals, because if I mix the two, I have a hard time following it. But they basically, every time I've run gangbusters, they sort of naturally fell into like, okay, I'm going to go do this. All right, I'm going to go help him. Maybe they had a third character who goes along with them to help. Okay, fine. That's, say you got a party of five. So three of them break off and do that. Fine. The other two, you know, they do their thing. And I can bounce back and forth then. Okay, so there's that. But these guys who need the attention, need the extra attention, All right, you're going to get it at a cost. It's going to be yes, but. And like I said, I could, and also I want to tell them, I can end that vignette whenever I want. So if you're trying to do something that's dangerous and you're hanging by a thread over a, like say a 10-story building, hoping you're not going to, you know, with by your hands, basically a cliffhanger. And it's like, I have the right to stop your vignette there and we'll deal with that, you know, the next hour, which to me is great because now you've got some, you know, some suspense with him. I mean, I would go so far as if it was his last time in the last hour what we're playing. Well, we're just going to have to pick it up next time and find out what happened to it. It's like a good old movie serial. What will happen to Mr. Amazo? Come next week in the theater, find out the next chapter of that kind of thing. So that plays right into kind of like the way I'd like to do it, a little pulpish, little, you know, that kind of thing. So there's a way of doing that. That's the kind of way I want to handle it. And I'm not going to bring that up with every group because, like my Monday group, I pretty much know what they're doing. I mean, other than a shopping trip, they're pretty much all on the same page. They get pretty much all on the same page. So that's pretty much that. But you got to judge your group. If you need to, use it. You know? Free of charge. Go ahead. I'm a nice guy. Free of charge. Anyway, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Spotify for podcasters. Oh, for a single donation. Oh, we are monetized. So as little, I'm getting ahead of myself. We are monetized. So if you, as little as 99 cents a month, you can support this program. I would thank you very much. And single donations, Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard. Or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Here's some people who do give to me monthly, and I want to thank them. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Soares, and Benjamin Brodell. Thank you very much, guys. Dan Gregg, the Young Grognard Podcast, is another good podcast you might want to listen to. Here's some more. Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Kinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.